You're tuned to The Morning Show. I'm Peter Solomon, and I have as my guest today Dan Odegaard. He is a trumpet player with the Execs Big Band. This group has been around for 60 years, and Mr. Odegaard has been with the ensemble since the beginning, back in the 1960s. They're getting ready to celebrate their 60th anniversary, and they're having a celebration dance on Friday. It's taking place in Bloomington. You can find more details at execsbigband.com, but I thought we'd get a little bit of a backstory. Dan, I want to say welcome to Jazz 88, and tell me a little bit about yourself and your relationship to the big band.
Well, thank you, Peter. I go way back, and I'm old, but not old like the regular members were. The band was started in 1965, and there was a newspaper article in the Star by Will Jones that asked for people that were interested in forming a band. And they got a lot of business and professional people, and it took them a while to get going. And through other contacts, I made contacts with the execs, and one of their first jobs, they needed some help. And I was summoned, and so was my trombone friend Steve Saposi. We were in North High at the time. I think we were probably juniors, is my guess, if it was January of 65, because we graduated in 66. So the dance was a big success. The execs were a big success, and they made Steve and I what was called junior execs, since the band was mainly business and professional people.
What did you end up working in for your own career?
I was a dentist, and I taught at the dental school, University of Minnesota, part-time, and still played a lot, played professionally, starting in college, and still do to this day, and have fun. I mean, I enjoy music, all aspects of it, and particularly the big band, and it's one of my favorite things.
So tell me a little bit about the people that Execs plays for and the repertoire that your band plays.
Right now, you know, the crowds have changed since the band had started 60 years ago. They've lost a lot of their core audience just because of attrition and age. People aren't getting out. So people that are doing this type of dancing, swing dancing or ballroom dancing, are learning it through lessons and seeing it. But there isn't as much available as there was, say, 10 to 15 years ago. It's getting less and less, and that's just the nature of time.
Did you grow up listening to big band music?
Yes, yeah. Of course, my era, I watched Lawrence Welk.
One, two, three, four.
The live shows on TV, because that's what my father liked and mother, and that was a big part of Saturday nights, going in front of the TV. And father always encouraged me, don't you want to play like that guy and do that? So I got the trumpet, and that's how I got started.
So you've been with the band for some 60 years. Are there some high points in that history with the band, like things that you remember as some of the most fun or some of the most memorable occasions?
Yes, I should say I was there at the start, but my years in college, I subbed sometimes, but was not really a member till I finished school, finished the stint in the Air Force, and then came back to Minneapolis to practice. And then I've been in the band pretty much since that time, which would have been the mid-70s, continuously.
Are there, like, particular occasions that you played with the band that really stand out as...
Oh, yeah. The band's done a lot. With the people that were members, a lot of them were in advertising, so there was a lot of connections that they got. So The band went down to New Orleans, played on Bourbon Street at one of the hotels for a major convention, a national convention. We were in Las Vegas to do the same thing, and Milwaukee for their summer festival. So it's made some trips that have been fun. One of the trips that was probably the biggest for the band, and I wasn't able to go, was they had a tour of Norway, which was around probably about 85, but I had three little kids at that time that were 0, 2, and 4, and so I wasn't going on that.
I noticed that another trumpeter in the section has the same last name as you. Is that your son?
That's my son, yes. So we're continuing on the legacy because of my interests and what I had listened to. He had a very good background for big band music, and he's a very talented, good musician and adds a lot, but it's nice to have two generations in the band. So, yes, I'm proud of him.
Did you hire the band to play at your own wedding?
No, we had a combo because we didn't have a big band. But a lot of the members have done that, and we played weddings of sons and daughters of members throughout the years.
So it kind of becomes an extended family affair,
yes,
I guess.
Yes. I still like doing the dances, you know, like we're going to do Friday. You know, it's fun. And if you've got people that like to dance, it's really it's a very good energy that goes from the band to the audience to the dancers. And it's a fun environment.
I spoke with trumpeter Dan Odegaard. He joined the Execs Big Band in 1965, so it's now been 60 years for both him and the big band. They're holding their 60th anniversary fall dance at Bloomington Event Center tonight from 7 to 10. You can find more details at execsbigband.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.